Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Viva Days of Our Lives. We might be having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight. I couldn't open the chat room, so hopefully everything else will go okay. So before we get started, I just want to make sure you check out on our blog on divaofdays.com, and also we're on Twitter at Diva of Dole and on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and Carrie has a fan page under Carrie Messner, and we're also on iTunes, and check out all our shows and interviews on Blog Talk Radio. We have them all archived, and we have Anna with me tonight. Anna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, barely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And we have,
have to mute myself.
Okay. That's okay. And we have Jen's here tonight, too, and I wanted to thank Jen helped out last week while you were on vacation.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you, Jen. Hey.
Yeah. So, and I'm Mary Ann, and the Diva of Dole is Carrie. She's not here tonight, but I'm under at Mama underscore Hooch, and Anna is at Causey Hooch. And Jen, did you want to give your Twitter handle? I know you're not on a lot, but.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's graduation weekend here, so I won't hear some.
Oh, okay. A lot of partying going on. Oh, well, we have thunder in the valley here.
I got you.
In Johnstown, where all the motorcycles are, like, kind of noisy around here, too, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at REXDK at Twitter.
Oh.
Say it one more time, Jen. It kind of went out when you were doing that.
REXJDK.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Anna, you had a nice vacation? Yeah. And
reunion
and everything with your family? That was nice.
Reunion,
yeah.
And so
yeah. Yeah.
Then got sick.
Okay.
Almost
and got sick.
And
It's
par for the course.
I know, you
were
telling me. And flying didn't help, I guess.
No,
yeah.
It didn't. In fact,
flying
I'm just really thankful. Thankful I didn't rupture the eardrum on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, found out yesterday.
Well,
so. I'm on antibiotics. I'm trying not to cough, but I may not last very long.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it short. It's one of those days. I was shopping with my sister in a long day, so got some good bargains.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, because our store is now part of the store is a clearance center. It's like a store within a store. Yeah.
Oh,
I had like 35% employee discounts. I got like five different like I got two outfits, two pairs of pants, two tops, a dress for like $20.
Nice.
It's under $5. I'm making unreal, and it's like, oh, I love this. It's one of the reasons I'm kind of staying at my store because I get advantage to take the discounts and all that. So it was a fun day. So anyway. So, Anna, so what did you think of I know you weren't here last week, but Jen and I discussed it. Yeah. Did you get a chance to see the Condre wedding last week?
Yes. I saw that. Saw that last week.
Okay.
They were so funny. I loved it.
It had I mean, we could talk a little bit about it again this week. I mean, I don't care because I enjoyed it that much. I actually went back and watched it a couple of times.
Oh, I should have done that again.
Just their scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, very, very funny, very cute. Great lines.
Yes.
I can't begin to tell you the funny lines I laughed out loud that Andre was saying, to her. It was just hilarious. And the one part I really liked is when he stumbled down with his bed hair.
He came down
with his. She yelled at him to get his ass downstairs.
No, that
Laundry,
was
get
hilarious.
Your...
That was the funniest. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And then
get
she's pouring
ass.
Herself a drink. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And he comes in and he stumbles in and has a bed hair. And I said, oh, so that's what Teo looks like in the morning. It's like, okay. That's not too bad.
Cool.
Oh, gosh.
It.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
And Harold, we thought Harold was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. He was hilarious.
He was funny. So we enjoyed the whole wedding thing last week. So did you get to see them this week when they came?
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. I think they must have been on their honeymoon. I don't know.
Apparently.
I don't know what kind of a honeymoon without sex, but you know.
No, no.
Yeah.
And this is what I want. This is wait a minute. This is the Kate expert here. We have her here now.
I know.
What is this with Kate and no sex? You
know,
all her other husbands.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand this.
Well,
and this
she
is
did.
This is Kate.
Well, she
it's not
did.
Kate.
She did tell Gabby today that you know the man she loves she can't have. And so poor Andre's over there like chopped liver. It's like, hello, I'm in the room. Didn't you say at one point I'm in the room? I'm in the room.
I mean, like here I am.
They brought up his, you know, when Andre and Kate were trying to explain to Chad that that he
why they
got
took
married.
Over.
Yeah, why they did and what they did and all, and. She and you know, just explaining the whole. They have to make it believable. The board believe it, and they have to be. It has to be for like 6 months or whatever, and then
yeah, and then he can get it back if he wants or whatever.
And then he went and he was like, "I'm going to go see what I can do."
He accepted.
And he comes back. Yep, he did, and it was so cute because they were both he and Gabby were so concerned about Kate. It was so cute. It was like. Like you, like Gabby's like, you don't want to ruin your chances for any other guy because you're married to him, you know. And I'm thinking,
married to him.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that would be a real burden being married to him. And so it's just so
hard to be like a different person.
Teo's probably like, well, wait a minute here. And then you know, of course, since Gabrielle's dad is the one that that Kate was in love with at the time. You know, she just said something like, you know, since I can't be the man that I'm, you know, in love with or something like that. I don't know. She says, I thought I'd try something different or something like that or do something. It's not working. What in the past hasn't been working for me.
It's not working.
So what I choose to believe is that Kate has realized that, you know, moving fast the relationship hasn't gotten her anywhere so far. Yes, she's been with some very hot men, and she's had some good times, but it really, in the end, left her alone. So my thought is that she is taking it slow, even though that's not what they're saying.
Slow.
Was really funny is, so I don't know why she wouldn't have agreed to at least get some, you know.
But Andre
like, hey,
tried,
married,
the little devil.
But it was so funny because
he tried
Andre
right away.
Like, he was like, so should I unpack my things in your room or do you want to unpack your things in mine?
Things in my room.
Like, we have an agreement. Or so he goes, well, I was hoping maybe you would have forgotten about that or something.
You'd forget about
or something.
It. Yeah, have you forgotten about it?
And he kind of
you
got to
give him props for trying. Yes, he had that little devilish little boy. But yeah, cute. I'm screaming at Kate. What is wrong with you, girl?
And it was cute too because
Andre can unpack his bag anytime.
They were trying to explain to them that they had a platonic but enjoyable friend relationship as it was. And I can't remember what word Andre used. It was funny, but he was like entirely. Oh, I can't remember. I need to watch those scenes over again. But anyway, it was just cute the way they were explaining that they had somewhat of a relationship, platonic as it is, but that it was not altogether unsatisfying or whatever, you know.
They're still playing it like they do like each other, and I think there's that tension there.
Yeah,
but they're fighting it.
Tell,
or well, Kate's
okay.
fighting it. I don't think Andre's fighting
I'm
it.
Okay. Yeah, yo, he wouldn't fight it. No, but you know,
no, he's
I
not fighting it.
Because
he's
we
a
have
long
yet,
ride.
we have yet to then survive the next, you know, head writers changes and everything. I'm just hoping that even if it's a long, slow burn, I hope that they don't abandon the idea, you know, because I think it definitely, I mean, I would be okay with it if I knew that 8-10 months down the line that they would become romantic. It would be, I'd be okay. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I'm enjoying it as it is, but it's fun to be able to root for a couple.
Let them take it slow and kind of fall in love.
Yeah, because that way it's like, you know, it's just like when Andre came back and they wrote him and Teo performed the character in a way that slowly convinced people that he had a heart and that he had changed and that, you know, so I think it would be really unbelievable if they just hopped into bed and it was just all that. So I like the fact that they haven't done that. I'm hoping that it you know, that it continues to blossom over time, because that makes it
but
fun
I, don't
to
you
watch.
Love
you
their
know
banter
that,
back and forth
oh I
like
love
a married
it.
Couple
that has been so missing. Oh, that it really has been missing, and
they're
so
hilarious.
I mean,
they're
had
like
that
the
for
comic
a long
relief
time. I'm telling you, those two can do the drama, they can do the comedy as equally as well
and
as they
drama.
Can do drama, and I love that they can do both. And they to me they're like the most intercourse. We're biased because we love them, but I find them to be the most
interesting. But I see a lot of positive stuff from other people out there.
Oh,
you know, I do
I
see a lot of people that like the pairing.
Entertaining. Oh, and I was going to ask him.
They are. That's
a
good thing. Entertaining.
Yeah. Was that a special tie he was wearing yesterday's episode? Or Thursday's episode?
The pink? The pink one? Pink and the pink. It might have been from back in the day. It might have been because I looked for milk from back in the day, but I had sent him a new blue one, and he swore he's worn it already, but I haven't seen it. Because I said, when are you wearing that blue tie?
But I mean, that one was back from several years ago, but I do think that was one that you gave him.
Yes, I did send him a pink tie many years ago, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I love how they coordinated. Yeah.
Yes. Did you see his tweets? You saw his tweets, right? Where he says that's what happens when there's connection.
That wasn't planned. Yes, but they didn't plan it.
Connection.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I love the real men wear pink, as they say. So
Oh yes. They looked great together, as always. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But that's definitely my favorite part of the show right now. I do kind of like. I like the dynamic. Before we move on to other aspects of that relationship, Jen, did you want to weigh in on the Condre stuff?
I just love it. I think it's the best part of the show.
Yes.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. They most definitely are. And they've only been having them on once a week. Last week was one day. This week was one day. But it's the one thing that you remember from the whole week.
Yes.
It's, at least I do anyway. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, and I bet you if you asked most other people, and took a poll, that's what they would remember. And it's the way they deliver their lines, and it's just so funny. And also there was some good stuff between what do you think
Gabby
about Andre and Gabby? Do you think Gabby, boy, she just stands right up to Andre.
I like how she's fierce. And he's not sure what to make of her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like he kind of looked at her after she went up to get Ari, like, okay.
I like when he said, I love when he said, what's your step, Senorita? And she kind of looked at him like, what the heck was that? It's the way he said it and delivered it. I was like,
I love that Kate and Chad have that mother-son relationship, and they hugged it out and stuff. And then didn't she and Gabby hug as well? And she was so happy.
Well, she's a supporter of Gabby, so there's
because,
a conflict with her and Andre.
They also have that going for them because she's happy because they're together, you know, they're, and so she kind of sticks it to him sometimes about that, so it's cute.
And that could be like a good argument for them, you know, because, you know, he wants Abigail and Chad, so, and he's planning something because he says it's not over yet. You know, he's planning something.
I like
that. And I think
Kate
kind of warned him
like
to stay out of it or whatever.
But you know what? I hope they make Abby a little crazy because that actress, she can play crazy. Like, really good.
Oh, yeah.
She could play crazy, I think, better than, like, Yeah.
I never knew until you said that, Jen, that, you know, I never knew that she'd been on One Life to Live.
Yeah, she played a character named Lola. Oh, my God. Nuts.
Well, and so, see, and so, and Ron probably remembers her from then, so maybe so. Maybe we'll get some crazy Gabby.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, she's good.
And
those...
what I want to know, not that I really want to talk about the stupid island story, but where did they get a sheet? Where did they get that sheet in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of the island, to cover themselves, Chad and Gabby?
Maybe the emergency
from the plane.
Maybe off the plane. I guess off the plane.
Yeah, because they were going. They kept going back to get supplies off the plane.
Okay,
they kept going back.
Then. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess there was things. Yeah.
I missed a lot because I've been out of town.
Had sex. So how much? Anybody wanted out on another Demira baby?
Oh, pregnant. What? I was gonna say that.
I don't know. I just brought that. That's the first thing I thought of.
No doubt. And
of course,
I thought, Demira sperm.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And that
another
girl
one.
Pregnant,
you
know, this... like, oh, geez.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So. Yeah. So.
That's, I thought that, too. I thought, oh, boy.
And then, and
of course,
Gabby. And
that
then...
would also be an angle for a Demira heir. You know, then you get into that whole struggle with... Andre and Kate, you know.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
And I know Andre's still not too happy about being the brother that's kind of left out. You know, he's the older brother.
Yeah.
He's the oldest and wants to be in charge. And here's, you know, old Chad, in charge. But now Kate is right now. So.
What did they say about when they were explaining to Chad something about the board felt that the board thinks that Andre is
mentally unstable.
Mentally
unstable. And he says, he still wants to sue them over that.
I love it.
He's so mad. He's so funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
They
mentally
are.
Unstable.
Seriously.
Right,
the
and they had to have a Demira or, you know.
Yeah.
It's them. Oh, yeah. They're good.
But it's funny how Chad and Gabby were so concerned about Kate, you know. Like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Even though even though he loves his brother, it's like he's still concerned about Kate Mary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But nobody was worried about Andre.
If
Kate doesn't have her own reputation, huh?
If he ticks her off, she can just make him some brownies.
I was just going to say, if she starts baking, he needs
their brownies.
To get nervous.
Yeah, Andre better watch out if she offers him a brownie. I was like, no thanks. But, I hope it continues and goes on to, you know, even more thing, you know, together. So, So what did you think about the conversation with Abigail and Chad when she come over? Like, and he really kind of like gave it out to her, saying, you know, you left me twice.
Yep.
You left me twice, and then you had no hesitation about Mary and Dario as soon as the divorce wasn't final, and you're already ready to get married. And it's like, yeah, Chad.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, like he still has feelings for her. But he and he says, well, wait a minute, it was your idea. Like, she was kind of like mad at him for going right to Gabby so fast. He says, what do you mean? He said, I told you I wanted to try to work it out. You're the one that told me to go to Gabby. What's that? Yeah.
She's the one that walked out.
Yeah, she is the one that walked out. Right. Yeah. So I don't know, but I do like Gabby and Chad together. I know, but the end game is probably Abby and Chad.
Abigail,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. So. I do like them.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Because we know Dario's probably going to go down. Hope's getting closer to figuring out what he's been up to.
Oh, like the quote from Deimos.
What was that?
They can't find their way to the donut shop.
Oh, the Salem PD.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. When they were worried about the so we know he's the
Candyman
or whatever, the Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess there's a big murder. His murder's next week. A whodunit or something.
Ooh.
They all gather at the Martin house.
Oh boy.
Which was revealed that Julie gave to Eli.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, as a gift.
They have a big party.
So that's
his
place.
When they're at the party, he gets okay.
Yeah, well, it's a party to welcome back all the people from the island, you know, that were rescued.
Right, right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm
trying to think.
That's the spoilers out there for, you know, that Damon.
Oh,
and then
yeah, be sure to set the DVR for Hope and Rafe's engagement scene.
God, no.
I'll tell you what, it won't be anything like the marriage proposal of Kate and Andre.
Heck,
that was the best
true.
When Kate proposed to Andre.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
I'll be
sleeping.
That could be that if you aren't at the beginning, you will be by the end of it. No, I'm sorry, that was mean.
Yeah.
Back to the Condre wedding for a minute from last week.
Sure.
I loved how the same like mean lady that separated Nicole from her baby, the judge, is like BFF with Kate. And it's like at one point the judge was like, "We can't do this," and she's like, "I need to. I hear you're up for re-election next year, and I'll be sending a nice donation to your campaign."
Yeah, or let's go out to lunch.
To
discuss that. And she said, "Dearly beloved, we're then she was happy. I'll marry you too. No problem."
Oh,
and then
Harold
goes, "Holy crap." Harold goes, "Holy crap."
Oh, yeah.
And they both look at him like, you know, yeah.
It was great.
And I love when the judge. Yeah. The judge said to Kate, she said, you know you're marrying your ex-husband's son? And Andre said something. There's something about the mirror DNA that just sings to her.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my God. It's just, there's just so many different lines in there that, you know, sometimes I missed that when I went back and listened to it again. And I'm there, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah, they both had great. They both had great lines to each other.
Having,
people.
You can tell they're having a lot of fun, and it's nice because they're finding that nice fine balance between comedy, drama, and campy. It's a fine line, and I love the balance that they're striking right now. I really like that a lot.
Do you guys think those two are writing their own lines?
There could be some ad-libbing in there.
I think there's a little bit of ad-libbing.
It's the exchange.
The way they deliver the lines.
I don't think they change the line. I think it's just the way they interact.
No.
The way they play off each other and the way they deliver their lines.
Yes.
I mean, anybody can deliver and just read the lines. It's the way they say them and the expression.
Right.
There's expression and
depth. And I like that whoever's writing for them, like the script writers, they're obviously on some level like paying attention to their histories,
Yeah, and then kind of like get the character, and let's hope that they like the character, because whoever put them together, it was Higley, I guess, that put the, and those writers that put them together, because Ron's stuff is just is coming up. In fact, he tweeted July 19th.
July 19th
is his first show. So from there on, we're going to see then, let's hope that he continues with the writing for Kate and Andre.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Down the line. So hopefully that'll be more of that to come.
And he does well with comedy,
or whoever's
too.
Writing it.
He does well with what?
Comedy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, with comedy? Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, Kate and Andre are the funniest one, are the comedy on the show.
Yeah,
if you think about it, what other characters are funny?
Mm-hmm.
They are. They are the most entertaining, and the one that you laugh out loud, and you know, or like, did they just say that, or
he's
kind of going, oh.
So imagine turning that and having that element, and then turning it around and having it be even deeper and more of a connection and. You know, as time goes by. I hope they go there. I really do.
How did you like when Andre went to kiss her and she put her hand up? I like that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm
but the kiss on
that.
A hand is very nice. Yeah.
Oh, I think, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They're wonderful. Mm-hmm. What a breath of fresh air, so to speak.
Yeah, that's another way of putting it.
Yeah, everybody else
is, it
so
is
serious and,
Yeah, and all the drama. Yeah, but they put a little bit of life back into the show. It's like, oh, you kind of sit up a little straighter and like listen.
Yeah,
you know?
Switching gears a little bit. I love how Trip is shadowing Kayla. Of course, he's filing all of this away. He thinks that she killed his mom.
But he's
right?
doing it for. Yeah, but no, well, here's the thing, and I think Jen and I discussed this last week. How can that be Steve's son? Is he that clueless?
Yeah.
He doesn't see what Jade is. I mean, how stupid can he be? Like, did he doesn't know? He knows Jade and her history of law and all that. How does he not think that he's lying to her? And he knows.
I know.
Yes, he knows that Kayla, that Jade hates Kayla. For what she did. So wouldn't Jade have an ulterior motive of being vindictive against Kate? Kayla?
Maybe when he's giving that look, maybe he's putting pieces together like, no way could she have done that. You know what I mean? Like maybe, at first I was interpreting it that he's looking at every little thing like for clues to her actually doing it. But maybe as he sees her in action, how much she cares and everything, but her patience, all that. Maybe
he does have conflicting emotions about that.
Yeah,
he does. Mm-hmm. You can see him see that, and it's like, okay. But then when he sits down and talks to Jade, she completely twists it around and gets him to believe it.
She's such a twit.
Yeah, and I think if I read the spoilers, he's going to go in and make changes to the records to make her look like she made a mistake. And I guess she gets in trouble.
Oh.
She's going to be getting in trouble. So,
I wondered what was going on.
But then there's also spoilers. I guess I put spoilers out there. There's a spoiler that Joey talks to him about Ava. So I'm wondering if sooner or later it's going to come out that Joey is.
Because we know Joey's leaving.
The truth's going to come out because Joey's leaving. And that's probably the reason why how he's leaving is because he's going to confess sooner or later. No. But, But I do like Trip, but I just don't like that they're making him
dumb.
Please don't make him another Brady is all I can say.
Brady.
but you got to love Brady and Nicole. Oh, God. Nicole had me bawling on Friday.
I have to see those scenes. I haven't seen them yet.
My God.
Yeah,
they're
doing
it to that poor girl again. A new judge.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it all started that, Chloe was going to leave with Holly, and she's so upset, and she's crying to Brady, and then the doorbell rings. Chloe's standing there with Holly, and she finally decides, I'm giving you the baby. She was wrong, and they had all this. They're all happy, and she gets this call from Chloe that the judge, there's this new judge, wants to see the three of them and the baby. And then this judge, it's a guy, and he's a heartless, he's like, you know, he says that because Nicole put the baby in danger, she's an unfit mother. So he's going to put the baby, not even giving it Chloe, giving her back to Chloe, he's going to put the baby in foster care for 6 months. And then
no,
leave the case
brother.
After 6 months. Oh, hmm. And they tore that, I mean, then that foster lady come in. And the just the way Ari played it,
oh my gosh.
So emotional, like she just could not give the baby up. Right, you know, she
That's
kept
terrible.
Wanting to hold the baby, and then she'd give the baby, and then she'd pull it back. Oh, it was.
God, I can't even imagine.
So this is the second, how many times Nicole has gone through this with the
Jeez.
Baby.
But
I can't
it,
even imagine.
Yeah, it actually
what did
showed
you
that
think, Jen?
Something, though.
Mm-hmm.
She actually
what?
Listened to Justin this time.
Oh. Good.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess, and she told, what did she say? She told Brady that she's going to try to do everything that the judge said. I guess, what is it, 2 months? Or no, it's only 2 months, right? Not 6 months. 2 months. It's 6 months for Chad. 2 months for
yeah.
Nicole. It's only 2 months. So, and she's going to go do her community service with
Eric.
With Eric. Eric, yeah.
She's going to what?
The,
I'm sorry, I had to mute it for a second.
She's
going to
go
to
do. She's going to go do the community service with
oh,
Eric.
Gotcha.
Now, do you here's
oh,
my
oh,
question?
Boy.
Do you think she's going to? There's something going to
oh,
happen
dear.
Between the two of them.
Oh dear.
That maybe they'll go closer together.
Oh,
I mean, even though. She's going to fight her
oh.
feelings. I mean, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, dear.
I don't,
yikes.
Because we know Nicole's leaving, but is she
uh-huh.
going to leave with the baby? And Eric, I mean, not Eric, Brady's staying. Is she going to leave with Eric? I don't know if Greg Vaughn's staying. I haven't heard anything that he's leaving.
I hope
I,
not.
You
I
know,
want...
So it'd be but... interesting. I know, but I'm wondering how Nicole's going to, and if they're going to exit, she has to have the baby with her, you know, if they're going to, you know, she has to have her happy, but how can she not have a happy ending with Brady? She gets the baby back. They just seem like such a perfect couple. So I don't know, but if you get a chance to watch those scenes, she did an excellent job. That she deserves an Emmy
yeah.
for sure.
Oh yeah. Sounds
yeah.
like it.
Yeah. She always has oh. over the years, but enjoyed those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anything else? Any?
Yeah.
Else you
do you
can
guys
remember?
Think just setting Sunny up for a maybe disgruntled employee storyline?
I don't know. Yes. Oh, the whole thing with Sunny now being head of Titan.
Yeah.
He fired everybody that worked for Deimos, even though, you know, other than Deimos hiring them, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they were loyal to Deimos, but everybody kind of sort of disagrees with him.
Yeah.
You know, telling them. And I think Paul's worried this power's going to his head.
And
could
Justin
be,
told him.
Or it could be. Justin, yeah, go ahead.
Justin told him, too. He shouldn't have done it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Justin told him. It could be like a disgruntled employee coming after him, you know,
yeah.
or something like that. No. Yeah. But, oh, and he's the one, and he got the amulet.
Yeah.
Chad and Gabby buried it, but he brought it back. And Deimos knows that he has it. I don't think everybody knows. I don't think anybody else knows that he has it. Because
mm-hmm.
Chad told Andre that he, you know, he left it on the island. But Sonny has it. So maybe a lot of things will start going now wrong for Sonny. Well, Sonny and Paul's going to get close, and guess who's going to come back? Will. Yeah. I know. I like Sonny and Paul together, but boy, I like Sonny and Will, Chandler Massey's Will, together. So,
yes.
I don't know.
Paul for me.
You like Paul?
Yeah,
Paul and
Sonny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul and Sonny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we haven't seen Maggie for a while, but the judge said that Maggie could come and visit. Because Nicole's not even allowed to have visits during this 2 months. but they allowed Maggie to do it, and then I guess that's to keep Nicole informed, Maggie can go. So that was kind of a twist on that whole story. Yeah. Some of those writers are cruel. Not the judge. Who wrote that? Which one of those writers wrote that? Go ahead.
Do we know if Chloe's staying around?
I don't know. Because she said she was leaving, if Nicole wanted her to stick around, and Nicole said no. So, I don't know that for sure. I don't know. It took her a while to, finally figure out and to do the right thing, though. For a while. What do you think of Theo and Claire? And Claire given Theo the letter from Sierra.
Oh. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Well, that was all after they had, he had the talk with Marlena, mm-hmm. and he had the talk with Valerie about having, mm-hmm. Moving too fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Sierra's coming back. It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Different actress. Mm-hmm. But you never know. I think I kind of liked Sierra with she was good when she was with Theo.
Yeah.
I thought,
Yeah.
And it was nice to see Valerie and Eli kind of make amends now.
I like Eli.
And Julie and Valerie. I do like Lee. Oh, yeah, I like Eli.
I like Eli's.
And I liked Eli and Gabby together, too. And I like Eli and Lonnie together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most
I got a question for you. Why was Lonnie hanging around the whole time? Like when, it's like she was in the background watching all this with Eli and everything. Why was she even there with them? It's not like she's dating him.
I don't know. They
were
there.
Didn't you notice?
They
were
talking
there at the
together.
Pub and then,
well, they
kind of
got closer on the island.
Yeah,
they kind of opened up. Got closer on the island. There was some scenes with them on the island where he was talking about his mother, because she's always been trying with her AB and her dad and us. Yeah, she's been trying to convince him to, forgive his mother and stuff. So I think they're becoming a little closer. And I don't know where JJ. JJ wasn't around anywhere, so I don't know. What's going on?
Poor JJ.
What about JJ?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where JJ was.
Yeah. Roy was on this week.
Oh, yeah, Rory. Did he not look different to you? He looked.
Yes.
He didn't act as goofy or how like that dude stuff. He didn't act as.
Yeah.
He was different. He just seemed. It was the same actor, though, but he seemed different.
Cool.
But yeah, he was back on. Yeah, trying to give information about Deimos. Well, he basically gave Deimos up. That's who it was.
Yep.
So. Yeah. Who else?
I'm starting.
What other
storyline? In a minute. I keep having to mute myself to cough.
Okay. But probably be wrapping it up soon. I don't have any other callers unless we can think of. Is there anything else you can think of, Jen?
Oh, what about Angelica Devereaux being the person that's trying to take the spectator?
We talked about her last week. Yeah, go ahead.
The Monday's show, Monday's show, Steve tells her about that's who was trying to take the spectator.
Who it was.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm.
Did she make her? She made her appearance later this week, didn't she? I haven't seen it
last
yet.
Last week.
Or last week.
Last week, yeah. But like Adrian said, like why? Like, and I'm always like, why is she still revenge after all these years?
Yeah.
And like Adrian said, well, she's the one that gave Alexander up or whatever, and she doesn't know why she has this revenge. And we were just talking about Morgan Fairchild. I don't know. She's not angelic.
Well.
I mean, it's the whole look is completely different.
It's totally
I don't
different.
Know.
Yeah.
Totally different. And she does not look
it's
like Morgan
Fairchild.
Have
got, it's really a shame since Jane Elliott retired that she couldn't have come back. They couldn't have brought her in for a handful of episodes. Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
That
would
have been
cool. Yeah. But we'll see. Maybe she'll be okay. But it's just I just can't think of her as Angelica right now. But
kind of like Chris Kostacek as Roman. I never really got to that point. Even after all these years, it was still hard.
We still don't think of him as Roman. Still Chris playing Roman.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we covered just about everything. John's back with his salt and pepper hair right now. John.
Yeah. Ooh, haven't seen that yet.
Greg.
Seen that yet.
Yeah, out. And it's going to be, there's pictures of him where it goes completely, it's then completely gray.
Ooh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's liking it. I have to admit, I really, I like it. I really like it a lot. I like it better than
that.
The darker hair.
Cool.
So.
Good.
Okay.
No, I can't think of anything else. But I didn't get to see much this week.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any other new news or people comings and goings, and other than what we've heard. That I can't think of. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Alrighty.
Well, hope you feel better.
Thank you.
And get all that taken care of. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, me too.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You. Appreciate it. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Have a good week.
Bye bye.
So we're gonna show next week, ladies.
Okay.
Yes. Will there be a show next week?
There should be.
Should be.
Oh, is that
I should 4th
of July weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm not starting
point.
My weekend until Sunday, I can do it Saturday if you guys still want to. Yep.
I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A short one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because,
we're leaving early in the morning Sunday, but I can still do it. All right.
All right. Okay. Have a good week, everybody. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.